Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
It's a good song.
Yeah, that is a good song.
Solid
it's a huge
Friday
hit for
song.
Them.
Yeah, it's good.
Did they have another hit?
They had one other song for sure that was giant like that.
I've read a ton of stuff because they... what's her name? Amy?
Amy Lee?
Amy Lee might be it. You could be right. Sometimes music news isn't always a good thing to read. So she was saying how that they were brand new band and they made it way bigger than they expected to very quickly because of that song. And she says that that song wasn't supposed to have that dude's voice on it, that the record company did that. And as I'm reading it, I'm like, that's a hit though.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you should just embrace that
thing. It's the way it's supposed to be.
Like, the people who love you partly because of that song. And when you talk badly about it, it makes people think that they don't.
So that isn't some guy in the band? I just assumed it was.
No, it was someone in the band, but you know how in a studio setting, you set a recording, do your parts, and then someone goes, look, we put this guy's voice in there too.
Yeah.
And so it's someone in the band.
Listen to how good this is.
Anyway, it was just a weird read as I thought, oh God, they're still trying to make music. I think they have another album coming out.
Jane says, My Immortal.
Yep.
Thank you.
Here it is.
You know this one?
Yeah.
Oh.
Oh yeah. You'll hear it. Like, when put it up and go to like the.
Bryn, is that you?
This is the chorus, though.
Here we go.
I do not know.
You don't recognize this?
No.
Yeah, I love the song.
It's very pretty.
Very pretty. Jane, didn't they have another song too? I feel like there was another. One. There was yet another one.
All right. Let's see what else you
have. Anyway, here. I didn't try to get us off on that. It is a great song, though. I like it.
No, it's good. I was totally like rocking out with it. My kids used to love that band when they were little.
Oh yeah, here's another one.
Yeah, give me another one. Solid.
It's
anyway,
great.
I hope they achieve similar success going forward. It just doesn't. It seems like that's been a problem.
Yeah. It's been a long time since they had a hit song. But wasn't she dating like the guitar player who wrote all the songs and then he got kicked out of the band?
They broke up. Yeah. That's there's a whole thing going on there.
Yeah. There always has been. It's never, nothing's ever easy.
That's the point I was trying to make is I read about it and was sort of like, oh, geez, this is
a mess.
There's a lot going on back there.
Anyway, there you go. That was the song we played. Celebrity Trash is brought to you by Dua Lipa.
Oh, yeah.
You guys, today at 3, 4, 5, and 6, at about 5 past the hour, Jane is going to give you a code word. You text the code word to the number that she gives you, and you could go to this freaking crazy party that Dua Lipa is throwing. It's virtual. And that's as crazy as parties get these days. It's called Studio 2054, a rock, disco, rave celebration of the unconventional and unique. I don't see goth on here, Jane. I'm not sure if this one's for you. But it does have roller skating. And everybody loves roller skating.
Mm-hmm.
So that's part of it. Plus, there's superstar guests. And today is the day for you to get yourself into this Studio 2054 party with Dua Lipa. It's today on Alice. Make sure you're here in the afternoon. Of course, you're streaming us all day, aren't you? Come on. You know what your job is here. You know your role in this equation. All right.
Did you want to hear the new song she's featured in?
Sure.
Miley Cyrus is called
Oh, yeah.
Prisoner.
Prisoner. So this is been teased all week with cherry juice dripping down everybody's everything. Mm-hmm. And it's the writhing bodies of Dua Lipa and Miley Cyrus.
That's
in
correct.
In a little teaser thing. Is there a video for this, too? Do we get to see the video, too?
Oh, yeah, just... I can pull that for you because it's... For the most part, it's playing here. Let's see.
That's all right. I mean, whatever. Whatever you can get for it. Let's we'll hear the new song. I don't want to put you on the spot.
Let's leave this party.
Okay, this is weird. Miley, she's driving. Stop pushing her. You're going to throw her off the road. Oh, they're going crazy.
Watch this.
Just let me go. Oh, gross. Oh,
she just ate a spider. Why'd you do that?
Why did she do that?
Ugh. Does that half shirt even cover her boobs? What is that?
I didn't even notice that. Boy, now they're taking their clothes off, and the bus is still going, just so we're clear here.
Well, somebody hopped in the driver's seat. No, there was somebody that hopped in.
Oh, thank God.
They had these very quick flashes of... nudity. Yeah, well, partial nudity, I guess.
Yeah, just like body parts that aren't quite identifiable. Like, what's that? What's this? What's that?
I need my spectacles to see what's going on here.
What the hell's happening here? A lot of tongue. I'll tell you that right now. A lot of tongue. And now cherries. Oh, let's pour cherries on her. This looks disgusting. And yet I can't look away.
I know, right?
It's amazing. All right, so I'm sure that'll be a big hit. Jane, let us know. Jane says maybe there's goth roller skating tonight, by the way. She still has her hopes up for...
Jane would know.
Jane would know.
She would know.
Yikes. This is that is quite a video.
Mm-hmm.
Look at them. That was a really...
They're really close.
Passionate.
They're all about just putting their faces as close together as they possibly can and singing the same words.
Good for them. I hope that I hope everyone has a good time tonight. That sounds like a cool event.
What about COVID? I'm just kidding. That's what I thought of when they started making out.
They're so close together. I'm like, she's definitely breathing. Well, I'm sure that was.
Yeah, I'm sure they just tested. Came from testing, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep. So they did it later after they shot this, right? I mean, or they're really good actresses.
Or they did it while they were shooting it.
Yeah, I mean, it looks more like they're doing it right now for our. I mean, it's all on camera.
This is very captivating.
It is. I can't stop. Please put that up at the Serenity Facebook page. And that's for the best. Put the timer back up. That's good. Okay, does anybody want to hear the new music that's out today?
Yes, please.
You're going to regret that. Here we go. Josh Groban has a new record out today called Harmony.
Why would you do that? That's not a nice lady thing to do.
I got one thing you'll like, though. I think. We'll see. I haven't listened to it yet. So Josh Groban, he's a great singer. He's got a record out today called Harmony. It's his 9th album. His guests include Sarah Bareilles and Leslie Odom Jr. And he is doing a live stream concert on Thanksgiving Day. I don't know if this is one of those ones you got to buy a ticket for or if you just get to hop on. But Google Josh Groban Thanksgiving concert if you want to. Vinny, Google it and attend. So Harmony is the name of the new record. From Josh Groban. What does this sound like, Bryn?
Here's the most popular track here. It's Celebrate Me Home, which is a cover.
Celebrate Me Home?
Please celebrate me home. Give me one more song that I always remember.
What a voice.
Holmes grew a beard and he still looks like a dweeb. I'm looking at the picture on the... On the Type iTunes, in, I'm like, nope, didn't work, buddy.
Type in Josh Groban booger in his nose singing the national anthem.
Lose the chain link sweater.
Oh, and you might chain link sweater
it's
on.
It's one
wow.
of those link sweater. You know those?
Ooh, sure.
A white
hot. Can you see his nipples through it?
On the cover of his album. Good job, Josh.
Josh Groban. Actually, the guy's got a great sense of humor. Like, he doesn't take himself too seriously. I've seen
he
him.
He doesn't?
Things.
Let me show you this picture on the cover of his album.
Maybe he puts it up there ironically, like, oh, this will be funny. Oh, he is a good looking guy. Look at that. Ooh,
that
beard is working for him. Mm.
That's up there with James Taylor being in a country setting with a his pants rolled up, and I'm like, James, what are you doing? Oh, you're already pretentious enough. Come on.
Oh, Josh Groban. How about one more? Just one.
Let's hear the one with Sarah Barry Ellis.
Okay.
Did I ever tell you this girl was checking me out one time?
Yes, you've told me.
All right.
I watched you blow it with her.
No, you did not. Stop telling stories.
You stop standing right there.
You're the meanest lady of all time.
My God, you are the worst at hitting on people. It's unreal. She's like, you remind me of my ex-boyfriend.
Is that what she said?
Yes. I think that's a Joni Mitchell song, isn't it? God, Joni's me. Anytime. Let's listen to some Joni Mitchell. I'm just kidding. I don't want to ruin things further for Vinny. Megan Thee Stallion. This is her debut album, you guys. She's all we've been hearing about forever. Her guests for her debut album include Beyonce, Big Sean, 2 Chainz, SZA, DaBaby, Young Thug. It's a big deal, you guys. Oh, by the way, that Tory Lanez, the guy who shot her in the foot or whatever.
Yeah.
He's looking at 22 years.
Well, you shouldn't shoot people. And the fact that he didn't get, arrested immediately then.
Right.
Is super strange to me that was allowed to go on, and everyone's talking about how he shot someone in the foot, and and there he is
walking around. I didn't do anything. All right, let's hear what Megan Thee Stallion's good
You've
news.
Heard the one with Beyonce, that's the Savage one. Here it is.
Oh yeah, sure.
So I won't play too much of that since you've already heard it.
Savage.
All right, this one is called "Don't Stop" featuring Young Thug, and I pulled a lot of it, but I don't really like playing it, so I'm not going to. Just because it's so explicit. Mm-hmm. Even when I bleeped it, I was like, can you really play that? I'm not sure.
We don't want no trouble.
So
I can still
tell what it's all about.
Well, yeah, there's just a
That's
lot.
Fine. I, look,
one with
I don't...
DaBaby is really explicit, too, and there are some clean versions, but they're not clean enough, and it's kind of like, it doesn't sound
They're
as
not
good.
Squeaky clean enough for
you.
Mm-hmm.
Friend, you know that hours countdown you keep showing us?
Yeah.
Just look at that to remind yourself not to play anything.
I don't even need the reminder.
Pull us
I don't
back
want
from
no
vacation
trouble.
Into a meeting or put us on permanent vacation.
Precisely.
Thank you.
Where we all wind up having to move to that state we don't want to move to.
Right.
1 minute, 1 hour, 8 minutes, and 22 seconds.
There you go.
All right, here we go.
BTS, their 5th Korean language album is out. It's their 9th album overall. It's called B-E. There are definitely people who care about this.
Oh, you want to hear it now. Here's Stay.
Oh, that was in English? I thought the whole thing was going to be in Korean. Anyway, that's good. And then this one, Vinny, for you. I love Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers. I know that you love them, too. Mike Campbell was the guitar player for many years with Tom Petty. And he's got a band called the Dirty Knobs. And I thought to myself, well, we need to hear what the Dirty Knobs sound like. It is called Reckless Abandon, the name of the record. And here we go, Mike
Here's
Campbell's
Pistol Packin' Mama.
All right. This is like such straightforward bar band blues.
This is the one Chris Stapleton features on.
Oh, is this him singing?
I can't tell.
It kind of sounds like him.
I normally
can't
tell.
Well, we don't know what Mike Campbell sounds like, so it's hard to say which one that would have been.
Yeah,
if I had to say, I would say, that's Stapleton.
Stapleton, yeah.
It sounds like Chris. I don't know. Well, I'm sure Mike Campbell does some singing. Is he the lead singer in this band? I don't know. Let's, All right, play me one that doesn't have anybody featured.
Yeah,
in it.
Go to any of the
here's
others
one. Here's,
I can see it on the list.
This is called F That Guy. In
F That Guy? I like it. Well, I can get behind the sentiment.
Yeah.
All right.
I always hated that guy when I was in, when you're in high school and there's college kids coming around and you're like,
creeping.
What are you doing, loser?
Creeples.
This is the only dating pool I've got. I don't even have wheels. Can you get out of here? Jeez.
Go back to the campus where you're low man on the totem pole.
God.
I'm dating a college guy. Yeah, I don't have time for you high school guys.
Oh, someone wrote. I guess I misstated. My fashion isn't, my fashion game's not strong. 707 says, chain linked sweater. Do you mean cable knit sweater? Yeah, whatever. I don't know. I don't know what I mean.
Cares.
Chain link. Oh That's adorable. Those cable knit, they're very warm and very nice. It's a good look. There you go. That was the Dirty Knobs. I am let me see if there's anything. Oh, you know, I wanted to mention this yesterday, and I didn't get to. Bobby Brown's kid died. Another one of his children.
Oh, no.
This guy is Bobby Jr. He's dead at 28. They're saying flu-like symptoms. However, I don't know that that was going to get you at 28. So I'm certainly not hearing anything definitively COVID. They're saying a source close to the family says Bobby Jr. was found dead Wednesday morning in his home in the L.A. area. They're still the police were still at the house at the time of this. They don't believe there was foul play. They didn't have any more info than that. And then yesterday I saw a thing where they say flu-like symptoms, but I don't have anything, any corroborating sources that are official.
When I saw that story, what I read as I read further, the fact that his daughter died the same exact way as his wife did is so like, you mean she just like, I don't know what she was thinking, wanted to go out like her mom?
I know, ODing in a bathtub.
What?
It's horrifying. Yeah. I feel for him. Mm-hmm. Nobody wants to see anybody lose a kid, that's for sure.
No.
Okay, so I got to that. So, Vinny, what's coming up in the news?
You know, I am going to try and get as much stuff crammed into this news break as possible. So, let's go.
Right.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.